This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
The power of forgiveness. From Matthew 9. Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? Jesus' healing of the paralyzed man is a miniature portrait of his entire ministry. Jesus cures not only diseases of the body, but also the disease of the heart and soul. This points to the new life Jesus has come to bring to the world through his death and resurrection. To ask for forgiveness is often seen as a sign of weakness. Such a humble posture doesn't sit well with our view of our importance. Like Naaman in Elisha's day, we don't want to be at the mercy of someone else. But forgiveness is the most powerful thing in the world. It can change not just our heart, but also our entire way of life. It can go down to the deep and hidden roots of old and long-buried hurts. Sometimes we think we can't be forgiven for the terrible things we've done. But Jesus assures us there is nothing he cannot forgive or restore. Forgiveness isn't just something we ask for ourselves. Jesus reminds us that we too are to forgive others, and may even require us to take the first step and ask for forgiveness when we feel that only we had been wronged. But Jesus teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us." Jesus forgave a paralyzed man. God forgives us. Who is God asking us to forgive?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.